This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on November the 5th, 2024, on a patient by the name of William Chandler. The last name is C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, William Chandler. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 60-year-old African-American male that has type 2 diabetes associated to morbid obesity. The patient developed end-stage renal disease, and in 2020, he got a cadaveric kidney transplant at the Cleveland Clinic in the month of July. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of prednisone 5 milligrams every day, mycophenolate 500 milligrams in the morning and 250 milligrams in the afternoon, and Also, prograf 2 milligrams in the morning and 1.5 milligram in the evening. The patient has a CKD stage 3B. The serum creatinine has remained around 2.2. The BUN is 15, and the estimated GFR is 33 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio remains normal, as well as the protein creatinine ratio. Number two, the patient has morbid obesity. The body weight today is 338. He used to be 342 pounds. He's taking Rybelsus. This patient has been with the same lifestyle. And for that reason, I decided to take a diabetic history today, a dietetic history today. And he says that he is having one meal a day. And I couldn't pinpoint the total caloric intake. However, I discussed the composition of the micronutrients, carbohydrates, protein, and fat. The intake of fat has to be reduced, as well as the total caloric intake. Taking into consideration that Mr. Chandler is like 6'2", I would be recommending 2,000 calories in the 24-hour period, a fluid limitation of 1,500 cc's in 24 hours, a low sodium diet, and 150 minutes at least per week of activity. The patient was explained about the program. We have to emphasize that the morbid obesity is attached to many complications from the cardiovascular and peripheral vascular disease point of view. The hemoglobin A1C was 8.4, 3 months before was 8. Activity is very important in the, in this particular case, and we discuss menus, and we discuss as well the use of the Weight Watchers program. I explain in detail the way it works, and I think that is affordable. He's going to consider that for the next visit, to implement this program before the next visit. Following number, the patient has a tacrolimus level that is down to 7.6. Following number, the hyperlipidemia is under control. The total cholesterol is 116, the LDL is 49, and the HDL is 48. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia and gout. He has been taking allopurinol. The uric acid is 6.2. We are not going to make any changes in the medication. However, from the point of diet, I was explained also in my lengthy discussion how to follow the diet. Following number, on BPH without obstruction, the PSA is within normal limits. Following number, the patient is BK virus negative. Vitamin D, following number, vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. Following number, the patient is taking PPIs for gastroesophageal reflux disease. That is associated to the morbid obesity. That fact is explained as well. At the present time, the patient states that he is taking Tums for the acidity. I understand and I know that the follow-up in this patient has to be more frequent than 3 months. I am going to just make a point in communicating on the phone with him in order to maintain accountability and start a definite improvement. I have to stress that the patient is taking a GLP-1 inhibitor, Rybelsus, 7 milligrams on a daily basis. The other consideration is to switch him to the administration of Mounjaro. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.